So, Savas, can you tell us, how did you end up being security engineer and what does that mean on a daily basis?
Well, that's a story that takes me back a few years. So, I was always interested in, you know, IT stuff and technology and, tech. I was always a tech guy. So, at the age of, I don't remember, 10 years old, 12 years old, I was playing a lot of games as a young kid. And my mom was not happy.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
I can now imagine that. She decided to convince my dad to put a password on the computer. So, my dad locks the computer, so I have no chance to play any more games. So this whole tech kid inside me started thinking, okay, screw games, let's find out how can we get into my computer back again. So on my 3 hours, I started, instead of playing games now, I started, searching on stuff on how to unlock a locked Windows computer. I believe it was Windows 98 back then. So no, it was XP. It was Windows XP, definitely. Yeah. So, at some point I managed to do it. So the next time, my daddy locked the computer, I managed to unlock it. And I was super happy. It was like winning on the game times 100. So that's how I started, thinking about security and hacking in general. And as I grew up, I was thinking of that more and more, how to turn this from hobby to, a profession. Mm-hmm. So I went to university in Greece, studying computer science and electrical engineering. And then I graduated from Greece and I moved to Denmark for a master's thesis and to pursue a career in security as a professional now. So I ended up in Danske Bank as a security engineer.
Okay, so what do you do on a daily basis as a security engineer?
Well, in my team, as I also said during the conference, we are an offensive team. It's called the red team. And in the security concept, it's always the red versus the blue. As we all know, the red is the color of, offensive, the attacking, the warm color. And the blue is the defense side of things. So we daily try to find vulnerabilities, and that's how weaknesses, let's call them that way.
Mm-hmm.
Will be easier for the audience also to understand, to exploit and get, somewhere where we shouldn't be, like an unauthorized access, for example. That's what we pursue on our daily tasks in my team. We are actually hacking the infrastructure.
Okay. After listening to you on stage, I will now be just really wary to open my garage to reply emails or to download any apps. In general, how would you, structure the security advice to everybody or HR in particular? What should we keep in mind?
Well, the reason that I gave this presentation today and this demo was not, to spread fear, but instead to make people more aware, because the systems are very well designed. So we should not be afraid to, as you said, click emails or open attachments or open garage doors or our cars. This is paranoid. So instead, we just have to look for clues that something is not right. So for example, let's get the example of the attachments. If you receive an attachment and something is not quite right, that's a word inside quotations. It's password protected, it has a lot of pop-ups, doesn't look as we used to, HR people are used to receive emails. Maybe this is not right. So we just have HR people, us, anybody in tech should just pay attention to the facts, to the clues. So we have clue number one, password detected. Clue number two, a lot of pop-ups out of nowhere. I'm not used to getting pop-ups when I open a PDF file. So just pay attention to those. And you don't need to, think always what's on the, who is behind that, but just don't open it. Just ignore it. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorance is the best thing that people can do. Awareness is a thing that everybody has that as a nature. We are aware in general of dangers. So the same awareness you have when you cross the road for a car, because a car could come in high speed. Just have the same awareness when you're on the digital world. When you manage your email, when you browse on websites, where you type passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Same awareness.
Okay. I have come across, you know, just many cases that somebody was trying to do something. Let's say you get an email from, you know, just pretending to be someone from your employees asking to change, to change, let's say, a bank account for paying a salary to a different one, or you get something, you know, just to change password somewhere else. What is the most interesting case that you have seen, or maybe the trickiest one that you remember?
Regarding phishing?
Anything.
Yeah. So, most interesting. That's a nice question. So sometimes the systems that are sending the emails, so you press send on your computer and somebody else receives that. So in the middle of those two, there's a system. This system might not be configured right. So when you press send, the data that the middle system will be received will be interpreted not as they're supposed to do.
Okay.
So the receiver will maybe then receive an email not from you, but from somebody else. So this is called a spoofing attack. So when we spoof emails, so we pretend to send emails from others. Now, these have multiple levels. One level is to use, you know, names that are similar. But a whole next level is when you use absolutely fine names and you just, hackers just made, you know, use of an exploit in the middle server. That's so difficult to detect. I mean, everybody would fall for that. If I, for example, receive an email from my manager, even me, that I am a security engineer, the email shows that it's coming from my actual manager. I will most likely click it because I cannot think that, you know, somebody just got into my manager's email or found an exploit, a vulnerability, a weakness that allow a third party to send emails, pretending to be my manager. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
It's so difficult sometimes to distinguish phishing.
Do you see any tendencies how phishing or other attacks or other misconduct, you know, just changing how they develop? What's new happening now?
Well, hackers always find a way to make themselves more convincing. We have AI stuff those days. That is, the meta. Everybody's talking about AI. And of course, hackers can also make use of AI. So, have you heard of those deep fakes? Like, people that do not exist, or people that exist and they are a copy of somebody else. So you can put words in the mouth of Elon Musk or Donald Trump or, you know, all those deep fakes. Yeah, it's difficult, but still systems are very well made those days. So indicators are there. We just have to pay attention to the indicators.
Okay. Anything in particular regarding social media accounts?
Social media is a number one source of information for hackers, because let's say the most dangerous attack is spear phishing. You know, spear phishing, like we throw the spear to a targeted specific fish. So spear phishing requires a lot of information regarding our target. Of course, our target will be a high value target. I mean, it can be a CEO of a company or a banker or somebody who is in
investigating.
Because all hackers work with this concept of, you know, does it worth it or it's not such high value? They're not doing it for, you know, for fun. It's a work for them, for some criminal guys outside. So social media is the number one source of information for getting to know the other party better. We have LinkedIn, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. We have so many means today that are leaking, constantly leaking so much information we cannot even imagine. I mean, I can most likely see where you have worked in the past, where you come from, if you have any relatives that are following you on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. I can find, you know, members of your family. I can find most likely where you live, what's your mobile phone. A lot of information that we do not think it might be important until, you know, somebody targets us. So yeah, social media is definitely something that we should concern more regarding to what we leak.
Are you on social media?
I am on social media, but I try at least. I try to, you know, leak as the least possible. Okay. So yeah.
You gave on stage three main advice. Can you repeat that for us?
Yeah. So number one advice is to if you sense that something is not how it's supposed to do, just don't proceed further. Again, then the example of the PDF file that has a lot of pop-ups and it ends up giving access to our computer. So again, it's not right. So number one, golden information, just pay attention to the clues. Number two, pay attention to the permissions that you give to applications on your mobile phone, when you install stuff on your computer. Pay attention to the to indicators like on the bottom right, if something is opening your microphone, accessing your location. We can see those, there are visual indicators on that. And number three, in general, pay attention to the surrounding environment. That's it. Always use, you know, proper security mechanisms. So an antivirus is a must-have.
Yeah.
Something that is monitored, that is being monitored by a security team or a professional.
Jūs klausite podcasto Žmogiškiai iššūkiai. Kad nepraleistumėte naujų epizodų, kviečiame prenumeruoti laidos naujienlaiškį. Adresu žmogiškiai.lt. Podcastą prenumeruoti taip pat galite per Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher ir kitose platformose. Laidos partneris Audioteka Verslui. Nuolatinio tobulėjimo kultūra jūsų organizacijoje. www.audiotekaverslui.lt